Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here on this live Sunday edition of the program. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Ademo.
Ademo Freeman with us, the founder, one of the founders of CopBlock.org, which it's good to have you back on the show. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been quite a bit, actually, maybe a year or two.
Yeah, I would say at least a year, because you had moved over to another part of New Hampshire for a little while, and now you're back in Keene, so it's easy to have you on the air, and I appreciate you coming in tonight. So.
I thank you for the invite, and it's good to be here.
CopBlock is more popular than it's ever been. And along with that popularity comes some level of difficulty. You've just been banned from Facebook for 30 days.
Yeah, I have kind of stepped back from like the daily interactions of CopBlock, but I dabble back in there every now and then and got a little frisky this morning with some police-type memes from a local police department here in New Hampshire. And some people, I guess, don't really understand the point of a police meme, so...
Oh, some people have no sense of humor, they also love the cops.
And they love to snitch and report people on Facebook, which is always fun. So, yeah, I got a little 30-day spanking there. So.
How many times have you been banned from Facebook now?
I think this is my second 30-day ban. Wow. I think I had, like, a week or two in there, and then, like the 24-hour things, but then numerous warnings. I was kind of wondering what was up with Facebook, if they had, like... relax their policy, but as we were discussing before the show started, it doesn't seem exactly that way. It's more, I guess, the numbers of... Because like before, they ban everybody the same, like, but I still see some of the admins are posting, so that's good that someone's still able to create content there. But it seems that me and maybe a few others are the only ones that are gone for a little while.
And there's nothing you can really do about it, right? Like, if enough people complain about some sort of content that's considered, you know, violation of their terms of service, then they'll just hit you with a ban, and that's it. There's no appeal. There's no... Nothing.
Yeah, their algorithm on that isn't very clear, because sometimes, you know, like I said, in the last couple posts or notifications you get, you know, when you go to log in, it's like, hey, you got to sign in again, and you know you're in trouble right away. Especially on your app, on your phone. He's like, oh, do you want to unpublish your page? Oh, man, what'd I do? But, or anybody else. But, yeah, so when I hit that today, I guess I kind of figured out that somebody wasn't happy. And I don't think it takes that many people. I think only one, like, they don't really give you much information about...
About where it came from?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they do, but it doesn't take a number of people. Like, one person, I believe, you know, can report something, and it can lead to a ban of, you know, any degree.
The page on Facebook, the CopBlock page, now has over 1.3 million likes on it, which is a tremendous level of accomplishment. It was, when it crossed a million, I think it beat out almost every other police-related website except for Cops or something like that?
Yeah, well, yeah, like even the FBI and like Homeland Security. CopBlock has more likes than some of those pages combined. And I can't remember which police, if it was like law enforcement or some sort of, but yeah, recently we passed the highest pro-police Facebook page in likes and reach.
Now, are you anti-police?
Anti-police. I guess in a way I would say yes. Like, I'm anti-state police and controlled monopoly on force. Mm-hmm. I believe that there is a much better way to provide that service than currently exists. But I'm not, like, anti-protection. I believe that people will, you know... Well, should have the right to decide to either take that service in-house or provide it, to another company at a profit to them. And either or would be much better than what we currently have. So currently I am anti-police state, that which we have, and I'm just pro-protection.
Yeah, I think that's a, you know, it's an accusation we get a lot here on Free Talk Live, because we're constantly sharing stories that you would find at CopBlock.org about bad cops and, you know, people, cops being just completely out of control and, you know, nothing seems to be able to be done about it. People are obviously protesting and they're upset. So it seems like things have reached kind of a head that they've never really reached in the United States, at least not in my lifetime that I can recall. But, you know, just the fact of talking about these things, people accuse us of being anti-cop. cop. And I have to say, cop block probably wouldn't exist if there were no war on drugs, if there was no war on consensual crimes. You know, if the police were actually out there protecting people and going after murderers and rapists, I mean, would cop block have ever been created?
I mean, it most likely would have never been created, because I created it due to my personal experiences and heavily relating to the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, probably not. But I think maybe as far as cop lock being created, whether or not the police were doing most of the things they do these days, the answer would be no. But maybe there would be something if there was some sort of private protection, or even if it was centralized to an effect that, you know, could in a way give a rating to police. You know, like, mm-hmm. Some folks ask me the question, like, what would cop lock do if it got everything it wanted? Well, first of all, like, what it wanted is impossible, because cop locks are centralized.
Not a thing.
Right. But
person.
To play along and answer the question, if for me, how I would answer it, well, then, you know, then you would monitor people who provide these services or things like that and still hold them accountable, because, you know, that would still need to be happen if Walmart had its own, you know, whether they're hiring it from a third party or having it done in-house. You know, they might have people with, you know, certain abilities to, like, detain or arrest or track down crimes that happened at their employers or their own properties. And so you'd still want to have somebody to possibly monitor those, or at least give you, like, you know, maybe you're going to go buy a new protection agency and mm-hmm. maybe you want to see what their rating is, and maybe cop lock or a slight equivalent to that would do something like that.
So I've got some related stories here tonight, but over the last several weeks, I mean, we haven't had you on the show. You used to be on regularly, like a year ago or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, so we've been talking about a lot of these issues, and you've, of course, had the Ferguson thing, which is controversial, the Eric Garner thing, which is pretty crystal clear that the cops were in the wrong, and that the cop was in the wrong in that particular case. I mean, he squizzed the life out of a man on video. And so, you know, you've got the Garner case, and then, of course, there's, you know, an unending parade of bad cop stories where, you know, there is evidence that the police were behaving poorly. And you've seen people, I'm sure you've heard all the stories about the protests. New York City, Oakland, major cities have been having protests that are pro-police accountability, and they want the police to stop this bad behavior. Do you think anything's going to come out of that?
Well, I think awareness and people, you know, cop block in a small scale, that, you know, you can see its likes, you know, going up tremendously. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, obviously people are being awakened to some degree. And so I think, you know, like, will we see some of the things that, you know, those of us who have watched the police state and the current affairs of things, you know, will we see anything progress to what we would want? Probably not.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think, you know, the New York City police are going to disband. You know, if anything, they're going to become a little more worse.
Well, yeah, they're at a wartime footing now.
Yeah, they have this wartime mentality. It's very scary. And even, like, train, like, throughout the world and stuff, they're quite a very scary police department. But as far as change, I don't know, other than awakening, you know, you always mentioned, you know, we're in a numbers game here. At least at this stage is recruitment,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's going to do wonders for it. You know, for a long time, I believe the best recruiter for cop lock has been the cops. You know,
sure.
There's a number of great people. I don't want to take anything away from anybody who does any work at coplock.org, you know, from the guys who run the Facebook page to Pete, who does a lot of the work on the background of coplock.org. All do tremendous stuff, but the biggest recruiter for the police is the police, right? And so the more people they affect and the more people they do this to, the more it'll awaken them. And I think right. That's the area we're at. So there'll be a lot of enlightenment from a lot of the things that go on at cop lock or in the police, you know, world alone. But it's awaking people up right now. Before we even see any action, I think there's a lot more waking up to be
had. Maybe one of the effects will be, because I'd like to believe that something could come out of all this, but I just, you know, I've never really seen protesting as being particularly useful toward furthering some sort of ends. But I think that maybe something that could come out of more awareness is people having the ability to be less afraid to bring this up as a dinner conversation, you know, to talk to people at work. Because before, it would be a scary thing for like the average person to come out as a cop blocker or something like that, you know, to be at the water cooler and take a position that might be pro accountability of the police rather than just constantly, you know, talking about how great the police are. So maybe this forwards that conversation. The fact that this is being talked about on mainstream media, there are protests happening, maybe it's more likely people are going to sit down at a holiday dinner or a new, or going to have a conversation at a New Year's Eve party and talk about their concerns with the police now. Maybe?
I know for me it's helped. I mean, I just got back into having a slave world job, and it's definitely taken, it's been an advantage to me with these stories being so mainstream to say, but hey, look at this, look at that. So.
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome. Dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. One of the most remarkable innovations of the Constitution is balances and checks limiting federal power. The president checks Congress by vetoing bills. Congress checks the president by controlling how money is spent. The courts check both Congress and the president, who in turn exert controls over the courts. Our founders did this in the belief that should a single person or group hold too much government power, that power could be abused, that government should be balanced and divided in a way that each branch has the power and duty to restrain the others. Thus, even before the Bill of Rights, the Constitution created a system of barriers that would prevent encroachments on individual rights. As Thomas Jefferson wrote, "An elective despotism was not the government we fought for." To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. You can take control of the airwaves. You don't have to talk about the situation with the police in the United States or around the globe. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you care about online privacy, you really need ProXPN. What is it? ProXPN is a global virtual private network. Private meaning encrypted. The ProXPN app that you can download for free encrypts your data connection, meaning your internet service provider no longer knows what you're doing once you start using ProXPN. Right now, your ISP is probably logging all the websites you visit and all the search terms you enter for up to 5 years in some cases. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Grab their software. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, or Android devices. And you can even use ProXPN with Linux. It's just set up a little different for Linux users. Again, go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use code FTL50 when you're ready to upgrade to the premium account to get you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use code FTL50 to save 50% off the price of their annual account, bringing the price down to about $5 per month. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee at proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50. That's proxpn.com/FTL. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Adamo Freeman with me, Ian, here tonight in the Free Talk Live studios in Keene, New Hampshire. We were talking about the police. And, you know, where do we go from here? Obviously, people are rightfully upset about the behavior of many police officers all across the U.S. There's no shortage of stories of police abusing people.
Or a shortage of stories about police arresting people with a video camera. In fact, that happened to you, Adamo, back in Greenfield, Massachusetts. They arrested you and Pete Eyre for bringing cameras into one of their jail facilities. We just recently had another situation with activists getting arrested for using cameras. I've been arrested for having a video camera. So, you know, these are not uncommon stories.
No, they're all too often, actually. I mean, even since 2009, when I've gotten really involved, it was very common to get arrested for filming police. That was still rather new. And though they've, in some areas or at certain times, have become accepted that they will be recorded or that people will be filming them, they seem to go on these waves when they're, you know, I think the case you're mentioning in Beaver Creek, Ohio, where a few folks were arrested, you know, clearly doing media-type work.
We actually had Virgil Vaduva on the show last night,
awesome.
And he was one of the people who was arrested for being the media.
Right, and he's even harassed again today, just
was
doing
he?
A traffic stop. Yeah,
I hadn't heard that yet.
Yeah, he posted on his Facebook that a cop had yelled at him to get 30 more feet back from where he was, and like, then continued to harass him. So, yes, sometimes when it rains, it pours. I messaged him to say, be careful. If you don't want to get, too many charges pinged up against you, you're coming to quite a dilemma.
Yeah, it can get quite overwhelming. And James Cleveland, who was on the show on Friday night, as you may know, he's got a trial coming up this week where he was recording police. They were at a suicide scene, or what was, you know, an intentional, what was going to be a suicide and what ended up being an alleged suicide. But he was at that scene and recording video, and the police demanded that he move out of the space that he was. And he did move back on request, but eventually he decided that he'd gone far enough and kind of planted his feet and was not going to go any further, and the state police came back later and told him to move again, and he respectfully declined to move at that point because he felt like he was at a safer move, and they went ahead and put him in handcuffs for that. He's now facing 2 years in jail. He's got two Class A misdemeanor charges against him for this, and the prosecutor apparently told him on a phone conversation, which he was not recording, unfortunately, she apparently told him that if he didn't take the plea deal, she was going to push for all 2 years.
I think that's common, right? I mean, when I talked to police, I got the max sentence. When I
But is it common for them to actually come right out and threaten you with
that? Well, no, that's not too common.
Yeah.
But I guess it should be assumed, though, if you're not taking the plea deal, that that's what they're going to do. I mean, every time I refuse a plea deal, they've asked for a decent amount of time. Though they've always suspended a lot of that time. So, like, you can get the max, but, like, maybe he does a couple months or no time. Hopefully he just beats it outright.
I hope he'll beat it outright, but you know how hard it can be to defeat a disorderly conduct charge. I think he's facing disorderly and an obstructing government administration, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, it might be very difficult because his first will be trial by judge, right?
Correct.
His first one, yeah. And so he probably doesn't have much. There's probably a low percentage there.
A low percentage of a chance he'll be found innocent or
found not
guilty.
Yeah, in that setting, as tight as they all work together, and the judge, maybe in the jury, and then more so probably in an appeal that would go to the Supreme Court, they seem to have held up, you know, your right to be. They're a little more lenient, I think, than the lower courts on. Well, I shouldn't say lenient. They're a little more correct on what would be. You know, the First Amendment journalism, indie journalism, alternative journalism, they group all that fairly well together if you go that far. But it is a long, tedious battle, as I learned. I mean, it took almost a year and a half just to get in the Supreme Court for my wiretapping case. Mm-hmm. So it can be, you know, a lot of time. And, you know, he could already have done the time, already be facing a lot of repercussions from the charges before that could happen. So hopefully it's a much quicker result for him then.
We'll certainly keep our listeners here at Free Talk Live in the loop as that case develops. Of course, James is also known as Robin Hood. That's what he's sort of made his name on here in the activism world. And I really do hope it works out for him. I certainly plan on being there to support him this week. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's a piece of news here that is from the Free Thought Project, originally posted at RT. I guess that's the source of the news story, and then Free Thought Project is commenting on it here. Apparently, the New York City mayor was giving a speech at the funeral of one of the NYPD officers who was shot to death about a week ago or something like that?
Yeah, a little bit over.
So apparently, during this speech, a bunch of New York City police officers turned their backs on him. According to the story, more than 25,000 police officers from across the country attended the funeral of Rafael Ramos at the Christ Tabernacle Church in the Glendale neighborhood of Queens in New York. Ramos and Winjun Liu were shot dead at point-blank range last week as their car was ambushed execution style in Brooklyn. The perpetrator fled the scene and committed suicide. In his televised address, de Blasio, the mayor of New York, tried to reach out to the police, extending his condolences to another family. The family of the NYPD that is hurting so deeply right now. But this was met with rows of backs. Sergeant Myron Joseph of the New Rochelle Police Department told ABC the officers turned their backs to, quote, support our brothers in the NYPD, unquote. The NYPD did not comment on the officers' decision. It was not the first time NYPD officers have chosen to turn their backs on de Blasio. The same happened last week when the mayor visited the hospitals where Ramos and Liu were taken. There was also an incident of a plane flying along the Hudson River on Friday, flying a banner that read, de Blasio, our backs have turned to you. So this is apparently a fairly well-funded campaign.
Oh, the police are mighty strong there in New York City.
Yeah, I mean, this is just amazing to me because I thought that the police were supposed to be there at the beck and call of the executive branch. Isn't the mayor part of the executive branch?
Or even the people, let's say, right? They protect and serve the community, so maybe they don't like this guy, but they're really going to mess up a community if they're going to get in a little tiff with their boss.
We're going to come back with more here on what happened with the police turning their backs, and would love to hear your comments on it. 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rain, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes find breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We've got a demo with us from copblock.org. I guess by we, I mean you and me, a demo in the studio here tonight. But open phones as always, and we have Skype as well. You may Skype into the show, username lrn.fm. And coming up in the very end of February, February 27th through March 1st, there's going to be a big party going on in Acapulco, Mexico. It's called Anarcapulco, and our very own Mark Edge will be heading down that way to join Jeff Berwick from the Dollar Vigilante, as well as Angel Clark, Roger Veer, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, Cody Wilson, Nima Vidotti, Objectivist Girl, Luke Radowski, Dana Martin, Ernie Hancock, and many more. There's all kinds of folks from the Liberty Movement who will be in attendance. You should show up. It's going to be a lot of fun. And there are workshops going to be held all week long, but the action really heats up on the weekend of February 27th through March 1st. Mark's going to be attending the Unschooling Workshop, and we'll be there throughout, the weekend. Also, hotel prices are reasonable. Tickets for the event are less than $100. Oh, wait a minute. That was if you registered by Christmas. I don't know what the cost of the is right now, but they probably not that
$100 plus something.
Yeah, at least $100. Over at anarcapulco.com, it is being touted as the new Liberty destination. That's anarcapulco.com. Go check out their schedule and grab your tickets. So let's go to the phones. Your calls and thoughts coming up, more on what's going on with the New York cops turning their
backs against their boss.
Yeah.
The mayor of New York. We'll go to John Firsto, listening in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and a demo.
Well, first, I want to compliment your guest on Cop Block. I watch a lot of those on YouTube, and I think they're pretty good.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
I was kind of taken aback by referring to the mayor as the boss of the cops. You know, most police are protected by civil service, and they have unions. And police management is somewhat separated from the political powers that be in terms of the oath that they take and what they're supposed to do. And I think that New York City police officers have a First Amendment right, just like your guest.
Well, I don't think either one of us would agree that they have a right to protest. I think it's more of the severity or what does it mean that I think we have the questions about, or at least for myself. You know, if the cops, and to back it up, and, you know, you say that there are some sort of buffers between, like, the mayor and the police. Well, I know there's a chain of command that the police go through, and at some point he picks somebody to be his, like, liaison through these two offices, whether they're, like, you know, just meeting with people or doing whatever. And at the end of the day, it's a very political, it could be an end of his career to not tailor to the police to some degree and juggle that line. So I think it's very much so that they're their boss. But to further the point of whether or not the question is, what does it mean? You know, and I don't know if you have an opinion of what it would mean that all these cops are acting this way when they yet have an oath. You know, I'm saying they have a right to protest. If they want to say things, that's great. You know, some people have picked on them for choosing the timing of, like, a funeral. Like, I don't know, any time is, like, you know, maybe I personally wouldn't protest at a funeral or pick a fight with a family member at a funeral, but they've chosen to do so. I guess it's just, what does this mean overall?
I mean, it's a pretty clear message to me, and that is that the police don't really feel, at least in New York City, that these officers, and many of them weren't NYPD, there were thousands of officers from all around the country, but that these officers feel like they're so above all of it that, you know, that they aren't controlled by the system, that they only sort of that they can kind of do whatever they want and get away with whatever it is that they want to do, that they're not even bothering to try to put on the sort of the patina of the idea that they're in somehow in control by the executive branch, that they're just going to do whatever they want, and if the mayor doesn't agree with them, then they're going to turn their backs on them. It shows that they're the real power, I think, in New York City, whereas, you know, in theory, the police should be, you know, if they want to speak out on their own time, then that makes sense. They should be able to speak out on their own time. But if they're on the job and they're, you know, in uniform, then isn't their job supposed to be, you know, enforcing the law? Not saying that I agree with the laws that they're enforcing, but isn't, in theory at least, the job of the police to go out there and, you know, enforce the law? And I don't mean to, you know, to not use discretion in their enforcement of the law, but to at the very least put on the air that's what they're up to, instead of just obviously engaging in sort of civil disobedience in a way and flipping the bird essentially to the whole idea of the system that employs them in the first place. I don't know if I'm making much sense with what I'm saying there.
No, it makes sense. I think the best point you made there was, like, yeah, they are setting themselves at the highest pedestal when really that's not how the system was designed for itself.
Right.
But and that's very disturbing, because they, you know, essentially you're going to say the police will now wield the sword and the shield, right? And so they have both aspects to them, and it should be interesting to see. I mean, hopefully they all quit. I mean, that could be, like, the best thing, right? Like, we really hate this guy, and we're all going to leave. And, you know, New York could be the first example of a, you know, well, that would be awful, that'd be probably amazing. But
John, what do you think? I mean, what's your interpretation here?
Well, let's think about the source of some of the disconnect between law enforcement and our citizens. Look at the situation with the fellow in New York where, what was it, 6 or 7 officers are sent to arrest somebody for selling cigarettes. You know, that was motivated by revenue. That isn't really true police work. That's an effort by New York City to collect a lot of tax. I suppose that's okay, but
it goes about killing people, but and even by force, right? Even they didn't have to kill them. Shaking people down is wrong.
Well, I don't mean to imply killing people, of course, but the point is that a lot of the political construct comes from the executive isn't necessarily good. And when they use police in this fashion, with this show of force on the street, what does that do to community policing efforts? What does that do to our relationship between the citizens and our government?
Well, obviously, it's tearing it down.
Yeah, and I think in a place in New York, that is far gone. I mean, like, the police and the citizens are, like...
Is it irreparable?
I believe it would be irreparable. I mean, like, I don't know if, you know, like, I know Ian's been to New York City. Like, I can't, you know, think of a more heavily sedated police state than New York City, from cameras to cops, like, mm-hmm. on every mode of transportation, from foot, horses.
I think there's more traffic cops in New York City than there are people living in Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. I know they're at least 35,000 strong.
Yeah.
The New York City Police Department, and whether or not they're all right around, but...
John, I want to thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Another example, I guess, I don't feel like I was expressing very clearly what I wanted to. I just give you another example. So, and this is of the police sort of breaking out of what they're expected to be and just sort of showing that they're just this criminal gang, more so than anything else. The idea, of course, by the police is that they're supposed to do the bidding of the legislature. When you ask the police, hey, well, why are you enforcing this bad law? I mean, maybe the war on drugs, for instance. Why are you enforcing this? Well, you'll have to take it up with the legislature. You've heard them say this stuff before, right? You need to go and talk to your state representatives and have them change the law if you don't want us enforcing it. When, of course, we all know they can use their discretion and not enforce things. But they like to put off the responsibility on the state legislature. So their actions that contradict what they're saying are that the police will show up at the state legislature and they will testify against the proposed changes to the laws. So it's clear that the police have more skin in the game than just being these sort of mindless enforcers.
Right.
It's clear that they have an interest in continuing the existing status quo, that they are very, very interested in continuing the war on drugs, because whenever the most weak, pathetic marijuana reform comes up for the discussion in the state house, every time the police have their police chiefs, you know, the top dogs, the head of the police chiefs association, he's always there with, you know, some guy from the state police and another police chief to back him up, and they're all touting the same prohibitionist nonsense, and they're doing everything they can. They pull out all the stops to try to get these legislators to not change and reduce in intensity the war on drugs. No legalization, no decriminalization, no medical
job security.
They don't want to see any of that stuff. So it's clear that it's not about what the people want or what the legislators want, that it's about what the police want.
Every time, yeah.
And that's what I think is being shown by this de Blasio thing. It's not about what the mayor wants or what the system says. It's about we'll do whatever the hell we want to do. We're the cops.
Do they even have any demands when we come back?
We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it then count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals and first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood is just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale, and pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals in over 400 floors. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, few with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you, of course, are invited here to take control of the airwaves toll free. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We invite you to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features on the site there. They are totally free. So once again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing, you can support the show by going and shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter the Amazon. There are different Amazons through the links you'll find there at shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You go into the right one for you, get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live benefits by Amazon cutting us a portion of their sales. So please get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com. Ian with you here tonight.
And Ademo.
Ademo's here courtesy of copblock.org. We're talking about the police at the moment and how many of them, thousands of cops, who were attending the funeral for one of the officers shot in the New York Police Department about a week or so ago. They were attending this funeral, and while New York Mayor de Blasio was speaking, officers en masse turned their backs on this man. And apparently it wasn't the first time that this has happened. Just within the last week, they had also turned their backs on him at a different event. One of the statements by former cop John Cardillo, it said, quote, a large and unified group of current and retired NYC police officers, detectives, and supervisors asked him to issue this post saying, we are outraged by the mayor's incendiary rhetoric and for facilitating the current hostile climate towards the NYPD.
Right, but not, it's very vague, right? It's a blanket statement, right?
Well, yeah, I don't know what rhetoric they're responding to there.
Right, I mean, from what I've read, it's been, they've had a problem with this guy from day one. It's almost like they're seizing this moment to, you know, the spotlight that's on these cases of their brothers being murdered, and taking that, you know, advantage of that situation to be, you know, like, but again, I don't think they're being very clear of it. Like we talked at the break, you know, if they were saying these officers died because of your policies and they're turning their back on him, and like, I would, you know, as individuals making statements, be more in support of that, you know, than What I don't know now is, like what you said, it's my perception that this is more of like, we're top dogs, you do what we say, because, you know, up until now, New York City has, what, they had Bloomberg before, and so, like, he loved, you know, like, they were like his little army, and, like, they would do something, he would back them, right or wrong, doesn't matter, and that's how it's been, you know, but there's been such a problem that this, the new guy ran on a police platform, and he got 70% of the votes, you know, and so he's very popular with the quote-unquote private sector, you know, the citizens of New York City, but the police hate him, and it's going to be quite a problem for him if that's the case.
So who are the police really serving? I mean, they claim that their job is to protect and serve, but anybody who pays attention, I think you'll know it's pretty crystal clear that the police are protecting and serving themselves. Usually I'll say they're protecting and serving the legislators, but in this case it seems to be just all about them. And they're making it more and more crystal clear that they're really nothing more than a criminal gang, that everybody seems to believe is something other than a criminal gang. So they manage to get away with the things that gangs generally don't get away with very, very much.
Right, like all of it.
Yeah, and now, you know, it's right out there in the open. They're turning their backs on somebody that's supposed to be part of a system that they're supposed to respect. Controversy around de Blasio, this according to the freethoughtproject.com, began with his response to demonstrations against police brutality toward minorities, with many police officers feeling the mayor took the side of the protesters. Things escalated after a grand jury's decision not to indict an NYPD officer in the death of Eric Garner, the Staten Island man who died after being put in a chokehold during an arrest. Later, when talking to demonstrators arrested for assaulting police during one of the demonstrations in New York, de Blasio referred to their actions as alleged, a wording which was interpreted as taking the side of the protesters. Well, no. Until there's a conviction in court,
it's
all allegations
alleged.
Are alleged. Yeah. That's a smart move to make, you know, to not say anything besides alleged.
Right, he's being correct in that statement.
Furthermore, at the beginning of December, de Blasio and Police Commissioner William Bratton announced significant changes in police retraining. De Blasio said at that point, quote, "People need to know that black lives and brown lives matter as much as white lives," which, of course, is not an that's not a controversial statement to make.
Right. It's popular at this time.
Following the news, but not amongst the police. Following the news, New York City's largest police union, the Patrolmen's Benevolent Association, started a petition to stop de Blasio and Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viveretto from attending their funerals should they be killed in the line of duty. I, as a New York City police officer, request that Mayor Bill de Blasio and City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viveretto refrain from attending my funeral services in the event that I am killed in the line of duty, says the petition. Meanwhile, the New York Police Department said on Friday that it had posthumously promoted Ramos and Liu to the rank of first-grade detective. They were the first officers to die on duty in New York since 2011.
Yeah, 2011. I mean, this isn't one of the most dangerous. I don't know what they're all freaking out about. But what really bothers me is that there isn't a clear, like, yes, they're having, like, political tiffs with the mayor, but, like, they turn their back on him, and then, like, you're just gonna, like, pout? Like, what do you want? Like, do they want this guy out?
Imagine they do want him out.
Well, of course they do, but then, like, wouldn't it be easier to say, like, this is the next guy? Like, I mean, they're the police union, they got a bunch of money, and run a candidate, have fun, like...
I don't know, is it 4-year terms or 2-year terms?
Well, I'm sure they're gonna have some time, but, you know, again, I think this really highlights, like, you brought up, the mentality of the police that, like, they do not like to be told what to do. They don't like to be, you know, questioned. And you must give, they claim to give you their undying support, but we can go all day long and how that's just a fallacy. It's a perception they want you to have, but when you really would need their support or services, like, where are they? And so with this guy, it's like, hey, we're turning our backs on him. We're all mad, but, like, we're not providing the alternative. We're not even saying what we'd want from him. Like, what's the communication? Like, support us more. Don't make us arrest guys with cigarettes.
Get in line, buddy.
Right.
We're the police union. We're in charge around here. You're not going to cross us. And we're going to make as much political hay out of this as possible.
Do you think it'd be possible to have, like, because, you know, in other countries, military overthrows, you know, coups happen all the time.
Junta or whatever they're called.
Whatever. They happen all the time. And so you have, militarized or police type things that will take over a place. I mean, do you think that's possible in New York? Do you think
wouldn't that be crazy if they arrest the mayor, if they come up with a reason to arrest the mayor?
Or worse. I mean, I don't like seeing harm to anybody, but I mean, like, it depends how mad they are. Like, they're turning their backs and they're doing whatever. How long until some chief says, well, I'm going to take over. I'm the best guy. We don't need a mayor.
Yeah, what would happen? I guess I would imagine the city council or the aldermen, I guess they're called in New York City. I think they call them aldermen there. There's a bunch of them. I would imagine they would have to appoint someone.
I would imagine the police outnumber all of them, right? Like, so like the Tiny Dot, Larkin Rose's good video shows you how many people there are here and how many people are actually working in the government. And then a few people like quasi work for government. And so they push it on you. But, you know, how many councilmen are there in New York City?
Not 40 something.
Yeah, not 35,000. You know, 35,000 cops can, like, you know, here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's like a
40
cops. Right. But like a dozen councilmen or something like that. Like
15.
The number. Yeah. You're talking, you know, 2-to-1 ratio. Right. You know, that's not a good point. 200 or 2,000-to-1 or, you know.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I don't know what level of, like, obviously, the like with the president of the United States, they've got the Secret Service protecting him. But if the does the mayor have, like, a police detail that protects him? If so, I imagine they're probably joining the protest and are not interested in providing that protection service.
Sure.
And it's, we all know the police, if they want to come up with a reason to arrest you, they certainly can. So that's an interesting bit of speculation as to, you know, what if they decide to go after de Blasio?
Or AWOL. Just like, they're not going to answer to him, right? They're just AWOL. They're on their own.
Yeah, no more protection.
And they all stick with each other and they do their thing. Like, that could be, I would not want to be living in New York City anyways, but definitely not right now.
Well, right. If they were to do something to the mayor and then the city council needed to appoint someone, that's when the political pressure would be on the council members to appoint someone friendly to the police. And you can better believe the police will make sure that pressure is turned up to the maximum. You know, they'll start using whatever intimidation tactics are necessary against whoever the city councilors are that might support having someone in who is like de Blasio and maybe at least questioning towards the police. But they would probably not go along, or the city council members who would be more friendly to de Blasio would likely be easily intimidated, I would think. I mean, it's not hard to intimidate a politician.
Yeah, well, I mean, they'd be stuck with, you know, in a rock and in a corner, you know. I mean, I don't know what that would be, a position I wouldn't want to be in. 35,000 strong and armed to the teeth. They got drones, they got helicopters, boats.
Oh my God.
You got a whole center. Like, these people are just ridiculously stacked with like weapons of destruction. And
the only reason they probably wouldn't do it is because they don't want de Blasio to actually go through the arrest process and be able to come out on the other side and talk about how awful it was. There's more coming up here in moments. 855, 453. I mean, when has this guy ever been down in what they call the tombs below New York?
Never.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Chet Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 400-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.